If you are heading to Coney Island on the 4th of July, look for a massive 10-foot-long inflatable puppy crammed inside a hot dog bun topped with ketchup, mustard, cheese, and lettuce, supported by animal rights activists. They will be protesting outside Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Phil Letton, National Campaign Coordinator for Mercy for Animals. He says the inflatable puppy hot dog bun is to get across the message that Nathan's secret ingredient is egregious animal abuse.
Nathan's is infamous for serving its customers horrific animal cruelty in a bun, profiting from animals being intentionally confined, mutilated without painkillers, and violently slaughtered. This outrageous event is not only a gross public display of gluttony, but also promotes the cruelty and violence that animals suffer at factory farms and slaughterhouses before becoming a Nathan's hot dog.
What do you think the reaction will be to your protest?
We expect the reaction to be positive. Most people are opposed to animal cruelty, and when they learn about the egregious abuses these farmed animals endure during their lives, many are moved toward a vegetarian diet.
Right, and there's a lot of mystery about what is actually in a hot dog, but perhaps you can explain it to us.
Well, it's definitely not the good part of the animal, but the focus is on the treatment, and most people oppose the way these animals are treated. Farmed animals are every bit as capable of experiencing pain and suffering as the dogs and cats so many of us know and love. If Nathan's beef suppliers abuse dogs and cats in the horrific manner they abuse farmed animals, they could be arrested and jailed on grounds of animal cruelty. And as a civilized society, it is our moral obligation to protect all animals, including cattle, from needless cruelty.
How are these animals reared, and then how are they slaughtered?
Well, not a single federal law provides protection to cattle raised for beef during their miserable lives on the feedlot, where they are subjected to numerous painful procedures, including the repeated infliction of third-degree burns, having their testicles cut off, and dehorning without any painkillers. During transport to feedlots, auctions, and slaughterhouses, many cattle succumb to pneumonia, dehydration, or even heat exhaustion, and may even freeze to the sides of the transport vehicles during long trips.
And that all goes then into inside a hot dog.
It does. Mm. And consumers have a right to know where their food comes from and how the animals are treated so that we can all make informed decisions.
Is this the first time you've had this sort of counter protest around a hot dog eating contest?
Yes.
Where are you going to be tomorrow?
We'll be right outside the hot dog eating contest, right near Surf and Stillwell. I think we'll be a couple of streets over, but we'll be right near there.
Right. Why this year? Why this contest?
Well, we feel that people have a right to know where their food comes from and how the animals are treated so that they can make informed decisions. And like I was saying, most people are opposed to animal cruelty. And if we wouldn't eat our dogs or cats, then why should we eat a cow, pig, or chicken when they are all just as intelligent and are all just as capable of feeling pain and pleasure? You know, Nathan's is infamous for serving its customers horrific animal cruelty in a bun, profiting from animals being intentionally confined, mutilated without painkillers, and violently slaughtered. And we feel it's a good place to get across our message that this is going on.
And when did you first become aware about animal rights and have a change of mind?
Well, I learned about the horrific abuses farmed animals endured in their lives about 7 or 8 years ago. I saw some undercover footage that showed these animals being confined inside these cages where they're barely able to move for nearly their entire lives. It showed these animals being castrated, being dehorned without painkillers, and also showed them many times having their throats slit open while they're fully conscious at the slaughterhouse. And when I saw that, I knew I had to make the compassionate choice and adopt a vegetarian diet. And we're seeing people go vegetarian in droves today, including many celebrities such as Ellen DeGeneres, Paul McCartney, even Bob Barker and Bill Clinton.
Okay, unless there's something else you'd like to add.
The only difference between animals we call pets and those considered meals is our treatment of them. All animals suffer pain and experience pleasure in the same way and are deserving of the same consideration and respect. And we can choose kindness to animals over cruelty at each meal by adopting a vegetarian diet.
Phil Letton is an animal rights activist with Mercy for Animals. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles. The protest will be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, July 4th at Surf Avenue and West 16th Street on Coney Island.